Before I make a feeble attempt preaching on the most holy Trinity, the ineffable mystery of God Himself, I do want to just make a few comments regarding last night's event, Spirit Fest. A special thank you to those who participated, helped in any way, or just came. We had over 2,000 people and an extraordinary time. And so thank you very much for your participation, support of this parish event. We're going to keep growing it in the years ahead. It was really wonderful. Some folks have asked this morning, is the dunk tank still available? Yes, it is. Help yourselves. Just be aware there's no water left in it. That'll be a painful fall. And then lastly, and for the sake of transparency, I've been asked also this morning about that pile of half-eaten hot dogs that some of you were greeted with this morning. I can assure you, it was not of human origin. Rufus and his extraordinary powers of persuasion found his way into probably no less than a dozen hot dogs last night, and he didn't feel so good, so he left a little something out there. We had fun, but not that much, right? Rufus had a ball. So as we, every year this comes up, and it's a preacher's nightmare to preach on the most holy Trinity. I took an entire semester course on this, and I'm still not sure I fully understand. I could give the answers for the test, but it's some of those things, processions and spirations, and the medieval theologians have figured and worked on it as best they can, and we're left with what a famous 20th century theologian said when asked by a priest friend of his. He said, I got to preach on the Holy Trinity. What should I do? He just said, just don't. Just don't even try, because there's so much in there, okay? Three persons, one God. We believe it. It's true. Not so easy to comprehend. People have tried throughout the ages. The triangle, okay? The three-leaf clover. Some have tried a tree. So one person representing the root, another the branch, another the fruit of it. Some have said it's like the unity of the Trinity is like the universe, which is made up of matter, space, and time. And my favorite, one theologian, a mystic, depicted the Most Holy Trinity as three bearded males. I don't know. None of those really quite do it for me. But you know who did it for me? And for all of us in this world, who himself, I'm sure, one day will be called a doctor of the church, was John Paul II. In his theology of the body, he cut through all of that and trying to squeeze out of their brains an analogy that would work and still not fall short, as they all do. And he just brought us back to basics, to the basics of Genesis, because he loved that book. When it said, we will make them in our image and in our likeness. God talking about himself in the plural. This is in Genesis chapter 1. Only 26 verses into this, and God is already addressing himself in the plural. We, in our image, in our likeness. And then what's the first thing he does? The crown of his creation in Genesis is the human family. So to understand the Trinity, the best thing that we can do, and it's also our challenge today, is to look right here in these pews. These pews are filled with icons of the Blessed Trinity, the ineffable mystery in concrete right here. One person loving another, I love you, receiving the love, turning back and saying, and I love you too. And then they do that enough, and all of a sudden, you have a third person who needs a name and diapers changed. Because that love can't be contained, and it must go out. And even beyond children, which is the most concrete expression of that spiration of love between two persons, is the love that goes out between a couple, even into the world and to the service of the poor, into the building up of the kingdom that can't be contained because it's nurtured and sustained in the home, and it must go out. It's not content just sitting there. Because the love of the Blessed Trinity didn't stop when he spirated Father, Son, loving each other, spirating the Holy Spirit. He couldn't contain themselves, and they created the universe. 527 sextillion miles across and growing. Galaxy upon galaxy, and we haven't even seen it all. Because God said, I just can't keep this to myself. It's so amazing. So the ineffable mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is right here in the icon of the family. No more, no less. So Trinity, Holy Trinity Sunday, homework, should you accept it, folks, especially those of you who are married, whether you have children or not, but you still have a mission in the world, is to ask yourselves one question, two, actually. And I mean this seriously. Over coffee today or Cracker Barrel, how do we reflect the Trinity well? In this home or in this world or this community or this parish, how do we do that well? How are we an image to the Most Holy Trinity? Because if we want a world to be converted to Jesus, which, sign me up, or it's just going to get worse, then it has to start here. They have to know that God is real and begin to see and understand him just a little through the family. So how do we do that well, honey? And let's keep doing it. And then the second question, how could we do that better? To image the dynamic love between two persons that can't keep itself contained and it must go out into service of others and into children when and wherever possible. So, honey, how can we do that better? Let's double down on where we're doing it well, because you all are. Because the love of God is in you. And how can we do it better? Because if the world's ever going to understand the Most Holy Trinity, you don't need a doctorate in theology. You need families who are filled with mercy, tenderness, and zeal for souls, and zeal for the world to be converted to Jesus. How are we doing it well? And how can we improve? And make a great Holy Trinity Sunday homework, because from that will come great fruit, I am sure of it. Families, thank you for being an icon to the Most Blessed Trinity. Thank you for what you do, and I encourage you to increase and to grow in that identity. We need you. That big guy apparently needs you, because he stamped his image in you.